Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I stood and watched it that night. I actually stood at the curb and watched Demetrius kidnap Margaret Ridgeway outside the Red Feathers Club in Soho. And they had things so neatly arranged that no one in the world could possibly have thought there was anything out of the way going on. So while I was taking Haiti to her flat in Harrington Gardens, a cab driven by a man named Leo Klein was heading for Payne Street near Baron's Court. And in the cab were Demetrius and Margaret Ridgeway. I knew the two of my fellows were following her. I thought she was safe.
If you insist on struggling, Miss Ridgeway, I'll have to make you more uncomfortable than you are already. Well, it's a matter of supreme indifference to me.
Who are you? Where are you taking me?
The blindfold is to prevent you seeing where you are. Do you actually expect me to tell you?
You'll be caught. Major Keene has me followed wherever I go.
Naturally. He's hoping you'll lead him to your brother. And since you mention it, there's been a car following us since we left the Red Feathers.
You're Demetrius.
How very perceptive of you.
What are you doing this for? If we're being followed, how can you take me anywhere?
In a moment, we'll turn into a narrow street, and immediately after that, into a dark lane. When we're in the lane, our driver will switch off his lights. There's another cab exactly the same as this one waiting, and as we disappear into the lane, the other car will drive away. Our pursuers will follow the empty cab.
Why are you telling me this?
I want you to understand the position you're in. I have nothing against you personally. I regard all this is terribly unfortunate, but that brother of yours has made quite a nuisance of himself, and this is the result.
You're going to try to make me... No. No, I won't tell you anything, do you hear me? You won't make me say a word.
I won't. But presently you'll meet a colleague of mine who's rather noted for his powers of persuasion. I'm hoping you'll be sensible. You're really too attractive to be mixed up in this sort of thing, but I want your brother. You can tell me where to find him. Leo, is this Payne Street?
Next on the right.
Good. You see, my dear, here's where we throw off that car behind. Your only chance of escape.
You... No, you can't possibly do this. You'll be caught sooner or later. Gregory Keene will get you.
Keene? Oh, no. Resign yourself to it. There, you see. We're in the lane and our lights are out. Now, listen. There's the cab driving off. And there they go after the empty cab. And by morning, Major Keene and his MI5 will have another little mystery on their hands. How did Miss Margaret Ridgeway manage to disappear from Wardour Street, Soho, and leave not a trace in the world? All right, Leo, back the way we came.
Keene, darling, when we left the Red Feathers tonight, why did you want to drive that cigarette girl home?
Oh, I don't know. Just an idea that came into my head.
But you don't go around taking strange girls home from nightclubs, do you?
Of course I don't, Haiti. Don't be silly. What's the point, anyway?
She's pretty, and I'm just a tiny bit jealous. Oh, darling, you're not after criminals now. You're here with me. Do sit down here and stop pacing up and down, up and down. You're like something in a cage. You make me... Oh, you know, nervous.
Sorry, I'm an edge. I feel caged.
Maybe I could kiss you out of your cage.
It's this business of Demetrius. It's becoming... Well, I don't know. There's something personal about it. I feel he's close to me. Can you understand that? Can you, Hades?
Oh, darling, that's absurd.
I have a handful of loose threads this very minute, but I can't tie any two of them together. Now, look. I have Marzotti and Ridgeway and Digby Mitchell, and Carl Scammell and the American Godowski. There were Piggy Quinn the Pawn Rover and Jelly Boy Boone, the thug. Four men killed in a few weeks. All linked together, all linked with Demetrius. And there's not a solitary thing I can do, but wait, wait, wait. Wait for someone to make a mistake. Wait for Demetrius to show his hand. Wait for him to strike again, never knowing when, where, or how.
There's a lot you've never told me, isn't there, Keene?
Well, that's the kind of job I have. My job's to talk to no one.
Because of Ridgway and Mitchell, right down here in the bottom of your heart. You're still not sure of me, are you?
I've told you before, Hedy. You're mine. You're my woman. I trust you with my life.
You trust your life to me?
Is that so strange?
No one ever loved me like that before.
How did they love you, Hedy?
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. Don't ever ask me, Keen. Just take me for Hedy, the girl who came from Vienna and learned to sing in nightclubs. It was running as late as this. Hello? Yes, just a minute. It's for you.
Yeah, thanks. Yes. Oh, yes, Katz. They're certain. All right, I'll come along straight away. Say, 20 minutes.
What is it this time, Keen?
I have to go.
Oh, yes, but... Oh, I know, I shouldn't ask. Will I see you tomorrow?
Yes.
And will you always trust your life to me?
Of course.
Then put your arms around me. Good night.
Good night, Hedy.
You trust your life to me, Keen. But you have me followed and my telephone is tapped. Every day it becomes harder and harder to communicate with Demetrius. And now that Keen knows about Marzotti, and I must do as he says and leave the club, it will be impossible. Oh, we'll never succeed, I know it. We'll never get what we came for. Beginning to need this stuff, Hedy Bergner. The killings did not touch you. Nothing used to touch you but this. This is worse. I trust my life to you, Hedy. He said that. He loves me like that, me. What's happening to me and where will it end? How can I go on making love to him when I know that Yotti Blum will... When I know what Yotti Blum will do to Margaret Ridgway, knowing there's no escape for her. All for me.
All right, Cuts, let's have it. What time did you hear from the fellows we had following Margaret Ridgway?
About 4 o'clock, sir. They phoned in the minute they found they'd lost her.
Mm-hmm. Where are they now?
Waiting for her to turn up at Fenchurch House, sir.
Well, come along. What happened?
Well, they followed the cab she took from the Red Feathers Club about 3:30.
Yes, I know she took a cab. I saw her get into it.
They drove about all over the place. Through a lot of them little narrow streets around Baron's Court. After a bit, they decided there was something fishy-like and overtook. When they stopped the cab, it was empty.
Well, surely they must have seen her get out.
Well, that's it, sir. They say she didn't get out. Somewhere along the way, the cabs must have been switched to throw them off, because the cab didn't stop anywhere, nor slow down enough for her to jump out.
I don't like the sound of this.
Neither does Colonel Fentry, sir.
Look, they may have worked the switch so she could meet her brother.
If that was all, why didn't they meet in the pictures like last time?
Yes. Oh, this is a bad show, Cut.
The bloke what was driving the empty cab said he didn't know anything. He hadn't had a girl in his cab, and he didn't know what it was all about.
Got his name?
George Klein.
All right, we'll get out a blanket call for Margaret Ridgway, and we'll have the fellow Klein up here as soon as possible. Because I'm very much afraid we have to face it. Demetrius has got hold of Margaret Ridgway.
Well, Miss Ridgway, it's a pity we have to keep you strapped to that cart with your eyes taped, but I'm sure you sympathize with the position we're in, don't you?
How I would like to see you just once. What are you afraid of, that I might escape after seeing you?
I'm afraid of nothing. But my success in the past has so often depended on taking no chances. Your brother constitutes the only remaining threat to my success here, so he has to be disposed of.
You expect me to betray my own brother?
Not willingly, perhaps, but I'm perfectly confident that you will.
How did you find out who I was? At the Red Feathers Club?
Oh, there's always a way.
What would you do if I told you even I don't know where Peter's hiding?
Almost anything, but believe you.
Oh, I refuse to be afraid of you. You must be a monster, but I will not let myself be afraid of you. One day they'll catch you and hang you, but you'll never get at Peter through me. Never, never.
I'm impressed. Really, I am.
Why are you waiting now? Why don't you do whatever you're going to and get it over?
I told you before, my dear girl, I'm not going to do anything to you. We're simply waiting for my persuasive friend to arrive.
Oh, I won't believe it, do you hear me? I won't believe it. I won't believe things like this can happen. They can't, they can't, they can't.
They can. And if you want to put an end to this rather unfortunate scene, Miss Ridgway, you can do so so easily. Come along now. You're on the edge of hysteria already. Where's Peter Ridgway?
No. No, I won't tell you.
Where can we find your brother, Peter Ridgway?
I won't say a word.
Ah, so, you've arrived at last. Miss Ridgway, I'll ask you for the last time. Where is he? Where is he? Very well, then. Let's not waste any more time. My apologies, my dear, but when people insist on bringing these things on themselves, what can one do but this?
We thought at the time it was the worst thing that could possibly have happened, the kidnapping of Margaret Ridgway by Demetrius. But we were wrong. And just how wrong, we learned in the next 24 hours. Even Demetrius couldn't win all the time.
The fate of Margaret Ridgway hangs on the word of a cab driver in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.